Okay, so it's only when you're doing goodwill in S2 that there's a problem. Goodwill in S1, absolutely fine. Goodwill in S2, bit of a problem. Only a small problem here. Everything has to be from H's point of view, or P's point of view, the parent company's point of view. So if the subsidiary, if S1, if that holds the investment in S2, which it will, so S1 holds the investment in S2, well, from our point of view, then the holding company, it's not all ours. 70% or 80% or whatever the percentage in S1 is, that's what belongs to us. So you take, for consideration, you take the holding company's percentage of S1 times by the consideration that S1 is holding in S2. Okay, because we want it from our point of view. Similarly, the NCI should be from the parent's point of view, and the net assets should be from the parent's point of view, which is the effective rate in S2.